of something that's going to come up as we do that reading. Now, sometimes a word has more than one meaning. Sometimes a word has more than one meaning. So a stick can be a stick like this, but it can also be sticking a post-it on a Christingle, which may stay. We'll see how long it stays. One word, two meanings. Same with a leaf. A leaf can look like this, but a leaf, very technically, can also be a piece of paper like this. One word, two meanings. Why am I telling you this? Because in the reading we're going to have, John uses a word and it can mean different things. So I just want you to spot those as we have our first five verses read, that actually when John uses a word, sometimes it means different things. And we're going to look at that as we go through. Go for it, Amber.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Great, Amber. Thank you very much. Over to you for a moment. Just want you to turn to the person next to you. If you don't know them, now's your chance to know them. And I want you to answer one question in two parts. I want you to share with them one thing you're thankful for and who you should thank for it. Okay? So one thing you're thankful for and who you should thank for it. Off you go. Okay, I'm going to take a few answers. So, if anyone wants to share their answer with me, one thing you're thankful for, and who you're thankful for it, you're going for the... You know what, I never go up there. Don't they, really? What's your one thing that you're thankful for?
Family.
Your family? Who should you thank for it? There we go. So, one thing thankful for, family. Who do you thank? God. Any other answers? Hands up. Anyone else? Oh, I can see one. By the pillar. Okay, I'm here. One thing you're thankful for?
Food.
Who should you thank for it?
God.
Okay. I feel like we've kind of cracked this point already without meaning to say anything. It's almost like you know the right answer. Now, but the thing is, if you look at those verses in John's Gospel, it's not necessarily very easy to see who we should thank in that passage. We see God, but we also see this word, don't we? It comes up a number of times. So what does it mean? John tells us that the Word was there with God in the beginning. In fact, the Word was God. And if you have a look down at verse 14, which is a little bit later in our passage, it says the Word became flesh. He became a human being. So that word can mean different things. It's one of those words that we were talking about. When John says the Word, he means Jesus. Ben's already told us that the orange and the sweets and the Christingle remind us of the good gifts that God has given us, the world that is his. And verse 3 tells us that the word that we should thank for those things is, as these two children have told us, Jesus. He's behind all the things we're thankful for. If Jesus made them, everything that we have is his, and we should give him thanks. So, How do we treat the things that God gives us? Have a look at this picture up on the screen that's going to come up. That's the one. This is a picture of a shopping sale, some know as Black Friday. And look at what these two people are fighting over. A handbag. Now, a certain section of us in the church are not going to be able to understand why you would fight over a handbag, are we? I heard men laughing. But to be honest, it could be anything else. Because it's a reminder that sometimes we don't treat the things we have as gifts from God. We actually think they're ours by right. We think we deserve them. Now, we do have a right to water and food and shelter and care. I'm not saying that we don't. But it's very easy for us to get possessive about our toys, our electronic gadgets, our homes. And just before we think that that's not me, AJ, fast forward to 3 weeks' time. It's Christmas Day, give or take a couple of days. See if any of these questions I'm about to ask you are challenging. Is our first thought when we receive our Christmas presents to give thanks to God? How willing will we be to share our chocolate selection box with our friends and family? Getting tricky, isn't it? How would we feel about not getting the one present that we wanted, even though it was on our Christmas list weeks and weeks ago, and miss out on all the things that God and our parents have given us because of that one present we didn't get? We don't just see this at Christmas, do we? If we're Christians, our lack of thankfulness is seen in our relationship with God, if we're honest. How often do we give thanks to him when we're praying for the good gifts and the world that he's given us? I know so often I don't give thanks to him, even when I have one pretty huge reason to be thankful to God at the moment. Our prayer so often can just be asking God for stuff, asking him to give me things. And that thank you only comes when I get what I've asked for. Do we even thank God for the fact that we're alive in the first place? For all the things that we have, which we take for granted. That's the end of our first part of our talk. In a moment, we're going to have a chance to say sorry to God that that's how we are towards him. That we don't give him thanks for the things that he gives us. And after we've done that, we're going to look at the life that Jesus offers us and see that it's far better and far bigger than all the things that we've put on our Christmas list. Go for it, Ben. Okay, little test of self-control for the children. Can you just hold up your Christingles now? And I wonder if all the sweets are left on it. Let's have a look. I can't see. No, there's one up there that looks very bare. Wow, your gifts have disappeared. You may be able to get some more at the end. Do open your Bibles again. Hopefully you haven't closed them, but if you have, that wasn't the greatest move to do, because we're going to go back and look at it. It's John chapter 1. Thankfully, it does come up on the screen. Joseph's already got it there for us, because we're going to look at verses 4 and 5 now. We've been hearing already that the Word is John's name for Jesus, that he made everything. And so that would seem to make sense that if he's made everything, in him is life. Life comes from him. Have a look at verse 4, and it's in red on the screen. In him, that's Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The candle on the Christingle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. And we're going to think about what light means for a few moments. And I want you to imagine that you're playing hide and seek in the dark. And unfortunately, you're the person who has to find everyone. Put your hands up if you think it would be easy to find everyone in the dark. Nice. Put your hands up if you don't think it would be easy to find everyone in the dark. I think you're right. But imagine you had a torch as powerful as this. So it's going to come up on the screen, hopefully. There it is. Imagine a torch as powerful as that. As powerful as that, that can make that kind of light in the sky. Now, put your hands up if you think it would be easy to find people in the dark. I think it would, wouldn't it? Because the torch shines a light that exposes people so that we can see them. And that's what Jesus did when he came. He came and shone a light on mankind, and he shed light on two things. We're going to look at them very, very briefly. The first thing is he shows us what life is really about. What life is really about. But you may say to me, well, AJ, I have life. I breathe. I eat. I go to sleep sometimes. I go to school. I go to work. I buy Christmas presents. I have life. But this is one of those words that we were thinking about at the start, because John means something slightly different when he says life. He's talking about more than the life we have each day. He's talking about life with God at the center. Life with God forever. That's the life that John is talking about. That's the life that Jesus came to bring. And I wonder if that's the life we'd like to have. That's the first thing. The second thing is that Jesus, when he shone his light, shows us who we really are. He shows us our sin. We'd love to think, wouldn't we, that our lives would be fulfilled without Jesus, that we're excellent people, and that Jesus is just some optional add-on. But you see, the Bible describes people who think like that as being in darkness. It's as if we're blind to who we really are. We're blind to our sin, our need for God, our helplessness without him. But you may say, well, most of the time I seem to cope just fine. Everything is okay. Life just goes on. Another Christmas is about to roll by. Until something happens which doesn't make sense. Something that shakes our view of life. Something that turns our life upside down. Maybe it's personal injustice. Maybe it's the death of a loved one. Maybe it's falling out with our best friend. Maybe it's the first time we broke a bone in our body. Maybe it's when we're confronted with God and his perfect standards and we realize that we just don't come very close. Isn't it great news that God doesn't leave us in that position, in that desire to know more? Because not only did he come to expose us for who we really are and show us our need for eternal life, he came to rescue us. So rescue, that means we live for him now and we have that future in eternity to come. It means we really do know the one who gives us the world gifts, our Christmas presents. And if you wouldn't call yourself a Christian here this morning, or you're not sure, we'd love you to come back and find out more. We'd love you to take one of these John's Gospels away. They're at the door. We'd love you to read about this Jesus that we've just started to think about this morning. Because John's intention, the guy who wrote this, who was a follower of Jesus, is when you read this, you will believe who Jesus is. That's his whole aim. That when you read this, you will see and believe who Jesus is. Why not start that today? And we'd obviously love to see you at our Christmas services, as we have many to come in the next few weeks, to find out more about that amazing life that only Jesus can offer us. Why don't I pray for us, then I'll hand back to Ben. In him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. Father, help us to see our lives for what they really are, that they need you. They need you at the center. They need you forever. And pray that you would graciously show us our need of you today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, AJ.